expect any concerted effort to get you more involved this Saturday than you were Sunday?
We just came off a win. That's all that matters, you know. Finding a way to win games and get ourselves into the playoffs.
What do you say to Devontae after those two drops or anything?
Let it go. Move on. You know, as receivers, we got to have a short memory. You got to bounce back and make the next play when you get the opportunity.
Randall, can you sense, or maybe you have your own way of handling it, there are times when you know a guy just wants to be left alone. Nothing needs to be said. How do you handle encouraging a guy and then giving him his space after something like that?
You can get a good sense for it. You can get a feel for it. I think we all know each other pretty well, and you know, we know how to deal with each other. So, you definitely want to encourage him, but you also want to give him his space at the same time.
How different are the Vikings now as opposed to week two?
I think defensively, you know, obviously with Harrison Smith being out, that's a big key for them. He's probably the leader of that defense. He gets everybody lined up, gets everybody situated. But, you know what, I got to do some more film study before I can actually say what I actually see about him.
You guys can actually clinch a playoff spot. Do you pay attention to all the crazy scenarios, what needs to happen here, there, whatever, to clinch your ticket?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see it. We watch it. But at the end of the day, it's about us. It's about what we can do to put ourselves in the best situation, and we're trying to do that. And we got to win our games, and that's what's most important.
Nice to be in control of that, though, now. I mean, a month ago, you were looking for help, and now you control it, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, there's a lot of football left to be played when we were 4-6, and anything can happen. And we knew if we handled our part of it, we would be in this conversation now. So we just have to continue handling our side of it.
Randall, I feel like you've gotten a lot of questions about Aaron's run-the-table comments. Maybe every week you've been kind of asked about. I'm curious. He was just saying over there, it wasn't prediction, it was more of a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start to feel? Did you feel at the same time and you just don't have the cachet that he has?
I thought, like, when we were 4-5, I think it was one of those issues where one of those deals where we knew once we got that first win, we could get rolling, and it was a matter of getting that first one. And once we got it, things have kind of fallen into place. We've gotten some guys back healthy. We've gotten a lot of guys making some key contributions to our team. So it's huge for us. We have a lot of guys on the offense side of the ball that can do a lot of good things. So it's very important for us to continue to find a way to get to 9.
A little off topic, but with Fournette, McCaffrey, the college guys foregoing playing their bowl games, if you reflect back to your time at Kentucky, if you had a chance to play in a bowl game or consider your getting ready for the draft, how would you have handled that?
I played in my bowl game. You know, that's how I felt. I wasn't going to leave my team. I wasn't going to leave my guys hanging. You know, I know Fournette is coming off a high ankle. And I understand that. I don't know what McCaffrey's deal is. I haven't seen any of that. But, you know, it's a personal decision. I guess he's looking at it from a business aspect. But, I couldn't imagine leaving my teammates hanging.
Randall, as a guy that was kind of the precursor to the role that Ty was supposed to play this year, it's morphed into something else now. What do you appreciate about how he's been able to handle that and kind of go from being a dual guy to just a one position guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and I think just to see the way that he's progressed with the position, his understanding of the position, his understanding of pass protection, and being able to pick up blitzes and do all the things that a running back actually does. His play, I felt like, his body size is fit more for a running back, and that can line up as a receiver. You see Le'Veon Bell do that a lot. I think that's what I see in Ty, somebody that can be in the backfield and take, 20-plus carries and take a pounding, but also be able to line up out in space and create matchup problems.
Randall, you talked about Randall, you got you on the offensive side of the ball. What has Cook done coming back, and how has he changed maybe the dynamic of the offense, having him back in the mix?
Just another target, another big body target. He's able to create separation when he gets man coverage on the safety. It's a matchup issue. So it's huge for our offense having him, stretch the middle of the field as well and give us another threat to make a big play.